The U.S. Small Business Administration is preparing to issue new regulations changing the federal oversight of the 8A program that allows regional and village native corporations to avoid the competitive bidding process on many federal purchases. The director of the Native Affairs Office of the SBA, Clara Pratt, today told the State House Economic Development Committee and the Senate World Trade Committee that in recent years, SBA inspectors, the Government Accountability Office, and Congress have identified what she called challenges in the program, and with Alaska Native corporations in particular. She said that is the reason for the new regulations.
We are committed to receiving full input from all of our stakeholders and committed to going out and having dialogue with Alaska Native corporations, tribally owned entities, and Native Hawaiian organizations on the effect that the proposed draft regulations will have on their companies. Overall, the success of the 8A program has been a strong step in the direction of trust and treaty obligation and fulfillment. Its success has allowed for capital infusion into some of the most rural and economically depressed regions while providing a value-added service for the government.
Maver Carey, the president and CEO of the Kuskokwim Corporation, talked about the importance of the program. She said the corporation now has the ability to respond to the needs of the community it serves.
We have huge unemployment, very high cost of living, few economic opportunities, high teenage pregnancy rate, drug and alcohol abuse, and very, very high suicide rates. We just did stock transfers for three people who committed suicide who were in their mid-20s. Within the last 3 weeks.
Carey said because of the 8A program, the corporation has been able to provide economic benefits through its dividends to grant scholarships to students, some of whom are now studying at the master's level, and to offer employment opportunities to the residents of the area. The SBA draft regulations are due to be released on Wednesday.